This is tape two, side two, Gus Schubert interview, January 24, 1991. I guess what I'd like to do, I mean, clearly that's a tremendous span of experience. And
yeah, I guess I should end up by defining where here is, which is retiring next week, but essentially running a whole new project. But I'm also in the process of turning that over to somebody else. Once I've done the reconnaissance and the feasibility work and established the fact that we have a chance to get it really going. And so that's consistent with my playing the role of senior advisor to the project. And I will stay on with Jim Thompson's behest to work with him at least a day a week on corporate matters.
Okay. I wonder, given that long history that you have here and that we haven't really covered, is maybe the best approach would be to pick out those experiences that you think are particularly indicative of key issues in RAND's history or represent important transition points, and examine those in a little more detail and get a kind of a picture in that sense based on your appreciation of the importance of some of these different activities that you did. Which ones you felt are the sort of stand out as important examples of the RAND experience?
Well, I almost wonder whether I shouldn't think about that a while so I can minimize our time investment and maybe deal with that the next time. I neglected to mention the, excuse me. Hello?
Okay, we were just talking about perhaps where to focus our attention on looking at the details of some of your experiences at RAND here, and I thought it might be beneficial to kind of take two or three or four examples that you feel provide some insight into the character of the RAND experience through the positions that you occupied here.
Well, one I forgot to mention was the New York City RAND Institute, which I helped establish and was on the board of, and actually was on a commuting basis, was president of for a year. I'd spend 3 or 4 days here and the balance of the week there, and always traveling on Sunday, but sometimes coming back on Tuesday night, sometimes coming back on Wednesday night. Then I'd work here the rest of the week and then leave again on Sunday. I did that for a year. But, you know, sort of the landmark things, it seems to me, were, in my mind anyway, were the Vietnam work, establishing the domestic division, the New York operation. There were many, many important projects in the domestic division in which I was involved at first hand and know well about. I mentioned the housing one, but there were equally important ones and maybe even more enduring ones in health and in other areas. And then I think the Institute for Civil Justice has been remarkable in that it was yet another innovation in RAND. It was a different organizational entity within RAND. It has its own board. It has private support. It's the only privately supported part of the RAND Corporation. So it was brand new in that way. And the substantive field is also brand new to RAND, so I think that's a landmark. I think what I'm doing now in Europe is another innovation. It's a landmark, maybe too large a term, but it's certainly another innovation. But one reason that I think I told you that I've been at RAND this long is I came here to stay with the vowed agreement with my wife to stay 3 to 5 years to be serious about this. Here it is now 31 years later, and how come? And you can easily see how come, because I had this tremendous variety of different things to do, and always a new challenge. And maybe what we ought to do is try to let me think about that list and see if it's right, and then we could spend our next session in going over what I think are the high points of each one of those from the institutional point of view.
I think that'd be worthwhile.
Okay.
Do you want to continue for a little while longer, or how would you like to proceed?
I'm getting worn out, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
My throat is getting hoarse.
All right. I think this might be a good point to wind it down then. Thanks very much.
When are you going to be out next?